The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa
and Charine Ampofon.
In the headlines, Speaker of Parliament orders investigation into contempt charge against MP for Fidrasia Sokore Frank Bwache Ajen. Constitutional Review Implementation Commission prepares for referendum on proposed amended clauses. MCE dispels rumors of alleged assault on pregnant woman leading to her death at premises of Lankwantanang Assembly. Girls in Need cry over spate of sexual exploitation in Tamale in Northern Region. Case of alleged murder of immigration officer at Tema adjourned. Scottish Parliament yet to debate estimated £500 million Glasgow Commonwealth Games. And local Black Stars to play Libya in finals of ongoing CHAN tournament in South Africa after beating arch rivals Nigeria 4-1 on penalties in semi-final duel. First assembly by Doreen Ampofo.
The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duo Ajao, has tasked the leadership of the House to investigate allegations of contempt levelled against MP for Fidrasia Sokore Frank Bwache Ajen. The MP is reported to have accused the Speaker of being influenced in his ruling on air. Mr. Ajao, however, said the comment attacks the dignity and authority of the chair. The Madina police have described their story about a task force officer beating a pregnant woman to death as a hoax. The statement comes after an angry mob of the Lankwantanang Madina Municipal Assembly nearly attacked the officers of the task force over the rumor that an officer of the task force had beaten a pregnant woman to death. The Scottish Parliament is to consider the potential return on the expenditure of the Glasgow Commonwealth Games in terms of business regeneration projects and the promotion of active lifestyles. The cost for the 2014 Games has been estimated at £500 million and much of the spending has been in the east of the city. And in football, the local Black Stars will make a second-time appearance in the finals of the CHAN tournament after defeating arch-rivals Super Eagles 4-1 on penalties in the semi-final duel.
Radio Ghana, leading the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duo Ajao, has directed the leadership of the House to investigate an alleged issue of contempt levelled against the MP for Fidrasia Sokore, Frank Bwache Ajen. Mr. Bwache Ajen was reported to have accused the Speaker on air of allowing himself to be influenced in his ruling on the motion brought to the House by the Deputy Minority Leader, Dominic Nitiwu, on the Merchant Bank Forties deal during the last emergency sitting. The said comment was considered contemptuous of the House by the Majority Chief Whip, Alhaji Mohamed Muntaka, who then drew the Speaker's attention to it. Even though Alhaji Muntaka wanted to raise the issue on the floor, the Speaker decided to do it himself to avoid the politicization of the matter. Mr. Ajao said the comment attacked the dignity and authority of the chair.
Honorable Majority Chief Whip has drawn my attention to an issue of contempt of this House and have asked that the transcript of what was alleged be made available to me for me to make a determination. The transcript was made available to me and is sought to attack the dignity and the integrity of the chair. It's not about the person and for the records, part of the transcript brief, and you think somebody may have influenced that decision talking about the chair, and the response was that is so. A lot of things happen, and I believe that this is a matter that should be referred to the Privileges Committee. But I told the member that because given the nature of this particular matter, it should be raised by me so that I don't politicize the House, majority, minority, NDP, NDC side. Under Standing Order 27, I thought that this is a matter that should be referred to the Privileges Committee for investigation and report.
The Speaker, Edward Ajao, said even though he believes that speech should not be criminalized, it is important for the House to go into the matter to avoid undermining the authority of the House.
Honourable members, my personal attitude is that speech should not be criminalized. I try to put a lot of restraint on myself But where the chair is being accused of influence, it seems to have caused a red line. Indeed, the evening message the president who brought the message to me in the transcript and the president whom I have influenced. If you don't go into this matter, I think that it is going to undermine the authority of this house, not only for the present, but for the future of this honorable house. All members, I speak for the house. They are only who speak for me. On this occasion, I am putting the reserve in appearance. I want the leadership of the house to look into this matter and make proposals as to how to go about it within a week.
You heard the Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajal.
The Dabwasi treatment plant in the Western region is being shut down if the activities of illegal miners around the catchment area continue. The activities of these miners pollute the water. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Chief Manager, Water Quality Assurance at the Ghana Water Company Limited, Jonas Jablu, said the company is faced with high cost of procuring aluminium sulfate to treat the water, and such illegal activities also put the treatment plant at risk. He therefore called on opinion leaders to form vigilante groups to check those who continue to flout laws on mining. He spoke to Antoinette Abba.
What is happening in the Western region? Secondly, Accra Metropolis, we supply water, you know, treated from the Dabwasi town. The problem is that river pollution. There are a lot of activities along the river, which majorly is related to illegal mining. And what they do is that they are inside the river, they dredge to remove the sediment. Our treatment plants have got capacity as to how much activities they can remove. So if they continue doing that, what happens is that the stability raises up to such a high point that the treatment plant cannot contain it. We will not be able to remove it. Otherwise, we will be using so much chemicals. In fact, we will not. There's a point that we can't even treat. What first, you will be wasting a lot of chemicals. Secondly, your shutdown periods will increase. That is the downtime, because when the machines are stuck with mud, you have to clean them and you continue again. We examine that we have to use them again to supply water. So we sometimes have to shut down and just try to make sure that the situation becomes better.
So how bad is the situation now? You are talking about if care is not taken, you shut it down. What time frame are we looking at?
No, at the present, the situation at the Dabwasi is really bad. But the quantity of water there should be. In fact, it's not only the quality of the water. Why is they are making the water muddy? Then the whole resource, the whole water resource is getting like extinct. We are losing even the water quantity. The issue is that we hope it will reach the extent to which we will have to do that.
So as of now, looking at what you are saying, then it means you are spending so much to buy chemical to treat the water. What, within what range?
The chemical cost in Dabwasi is increasing. I will not be able to give you figures now, but with the high turbidity, we have to use more aluminium sulfate in order to clean the water before we do that. It goes to the other processes for water to be complete and treated and sent to the people.
That was the Chief Manager, Water Quality Assurance at the Ghana Water Company Limited, Jonas Jablu, talking to Antoinette Abba.
The Environmental Protection Agency will soon be weaned off government subvention and made an autonomous body. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Joe Otengajay, who disclosed this, said the process is almost complete, especially with the formation of a new board for the agency. He said the move will make the EPA a more effective agency, which will have more powers to prosecute people who flout laws on environmental protection. Dr. Joe Otengajay was speaking in Accra at the launch of the 40th anniversary of the Environmental Protection Agency. Doreen Ampofu has filed this report.
The Environmental Protection Agency, formerly the Environmental Protection Council, was established in 1974 to protect and enhance the country's environment, as well as seek solutions to global environmental problems. Although the agency is keen on performing its mandate, the country is still grappling with environmental issues such as poor sanitation, environmental degradation due to illegal mining, and noise pollution, among others. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation speaking at the launch of the EPA's 40th anniversary asked the agency to be guided by the new environmental and climate change policy which was recently approved by government. He asked the EPA to pay attention to waste management by collaborating with MMDAs. Dr. Otieje said this is important as the EPA will in the next 2 years be rid of government subvention.
We're working to let them understand sometimes because you do not know the powers that the Act is giving you, you may not be able to exercise it. So we're working as a government to make them have their liberty to be able to work. And that's one of the reasons I stated that we're also working with them to let them become financially autonomous so that they do not directly depend on consolidated funds. Once we do that, when you have the technical independence, you have the financial independence, it will give you the courage to be able to stand up to whoever.
And how soon is this expected to be done?
The new board, they are charged, so I'm sure we're going to start working with them.
Executive Director of the EPA, Daniel Amlalu, said from now on the EPA would take the bull by the horn and deal decisively with any individual or group which flouts any environmental law.
EPA has the power to prosecute directly in court. We prosecuted people on noise violations, importation of illegal materials into the country, and have undertaken some awareness creation or training program with the judiciary. If you're not coming out, doesn't mean that we are not doing it. Maybe we are not telling our story enough. But watch us this year.
The launch was graced by the president of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor Nabila. The Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur was represented by a Minister of State at the Presidency, Fifi Kwete. Other activities scheduled for the 40th anniversary include lectures, tree planting exercises, regional fora, and a Thanksgiving service.
Doreen Nampofo filed that report.
The Constitutional Review Implementation Committee says it is preparing to hold a referendum on the amendment to some entrenched clauses in the 1992 Constitution by the end of the year. Some of the proposed amendments relate to fundamental human rights and freedoms recommended by the Constitutional Review Commission for constitutional changes. The chairman of the committee, Professor Emmanuel Tankwa, made this known at a stakeholders' meeting in Accra. He also announced that the death penalty will be abolished in the amendment constitution. A report by Victoria Haji.
The meeting, organized by the Department of Human Development of the National Catholic Secretariat, is to discuss how economic, social and cultural rights will feature in amendments to the 1992 Constitution. Professor Dankwa explained that there cannot be changes in the entrenched clauses unless a referendum is held. He said even though there has been changes in economic and social rights, nothing has been done to freedom to religious rights since there were no recommendations.
Of the independent electoral body is reduced to 3, except Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. We have had to consider how a president should be sworn in, because there may be a location where it may not be so easy to go through the swearing process that we've been used to. Some appointments have been made by the president in consultation with the Council of State and with approval of Parliament. It is now required that at least majority of ministers must be appointed from Parliament.
The Executive Secretary of the Department of Human Development of the National Catholic Secretariat, Samuel Zan-Akologo, commended members of the Constitutional Review Implementation Committee for their dedication and hard work. He called on government to allocate an adequate budget for the committee to enable it to perform its duties or mandates without any challenge.
The budget should be adequate, but also expediting action on the disbursement of those resources. Now that we know that within this year, issues that do not require referendum will go to Parliament. We also do know that before the close of the year, there will be a referendum. And this is very useful information to the advocacy team. We would now be meeting to see how we re-strategize and work towards influencing the process more proactively.
Mr. Zan-Akologo also stressed the need for the inclusion of the right to health in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution.
Victoria Haji filed that report.
Drama ensued over the weekend at the offices of Langkwantanang Medina Municipal Assembly when an angry mob besieged the offices following rumors that a member of the Municipal Assembly Task Force had beaten a pregnant woman to death with a baton. The Medina Police Command was on hand to prevent damage to the municipal offices. The Municipal Chief Executive Franklin Ankung told Radio Ghana's George Ankra that the rumor was a hoax. He explained what actually happened and cautioned Ghanaians to be wary of rumors.
The information is incorrect. It is not a true reflection of what actually happened.
What actually happened?
What happened was, on Sunday, the task force did go to work. So in the process of sacking the hawkers from the streets, then there was one particular woman who was insisting. Apparently was having a ground pepper. So this woman sprayed a ground pepper into the face of one of the task force boys. So those who were with him tried to struggle with the woman and arrest her. So in the process, there was a woman who was also selling cassava, who seeing the scene, wanted to quickly hurry up and take her things away. Then an elbow of one of the task force people hit that woman in the groin.
Was she a pregnant woman then?
No, my check from the divisional crime officer, whom I have detailed to do some work for me, immediately the rumors came. Even to the extent that they said the woman is dead. That she checked for me, they said the woman is dead at 37 Military Hospital. They should go in there and check for me. He went there and called me. There was nothing like that. And later, the checks revealed that they only went to Alpha Medical Clinic over here. And that was the end.
But Honorable Anku, why do you think that anybody in Medina here would want to spread that false rumor about your task force and your vessel?
Well, I can also not rule out my detractors. Certainly there will be people who might not be very happy about, one, my being in this office, two, the exercise that I'm carrying out there, because the exercise that people were used to, that you sell you on the road is normal. Once you go to them, they say, we want to go and pay our children's school fee, and that is why they are selling on the street.
Langkwantanang Medina Municipal Chief Executive Franklin Ankung in that interview with George Ankra. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Speaker of Parliament orders investigation into contempt charge against MP for Efidrasia Sokore, Frank Boache Ajin. Constitutional Review Implementation Commission prepares for referendum on proposed amended clauses. MCE dispels rumors of alleged assault on pregnant woman leading to her death at premises of Langkwantanang Assembly. Girls in need cry over spate of sexual exploitation in Tamale in Northern Region. Case of alleged murder of immigration officer in Tema adjourned. Scottish Parliament yet to debate estimated £500 million Glasgow Commonwealth Games. And local Black Stars to play Libya in finals of ongoing Chan tournament in South Africa after beating arch rivals Nigeria 4-1 on penalties in semi-final duel. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, leading the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Vice President of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Edijenfi, has called for support for the private sector for effective health delivery in the country. He said without private sector participation in decision-making and policy formulation, no framework by the government can be implemented. Dr. Edijenfi was delivering an overview on activities of the private health sector in Accra. Joyce Techi and Sina Sichiama have filed this report.
The private health sector in the country is recognized as an important actor in the market for health-related goods and services. An analysis of Ghana Living Standards Survey shows that private health providers produce more than 65% of all health services used by consumers. It is in this direction that a summit is being convened to review the performance of the private health sector. The summit, which is organized by health partners in collaboration with the Private Health Sector Alliance of Ghana, will review the performance of the private health sector, identify challenges, and recommend concrete solutions to address them. The Vice President of the Association of Ghana Industry, Dr. Dugency lamented the bureaucracy within the regulatory agencies, prevailing economic environment, and high interest charges by banks are some of the problems faced in the private health sector. According to the Minister of Health, Sherry Ayite, investing in health is not only about investing in doctors, nurses, and drugs, but also addressing inequalities, governance, management, and the leadership in the health sector. She acknowledged the huge financial investment in the sector, but said effective private sector participation will help address the issues. Dr. Kama Rogo of the International Finance Corporation expressed doubts for the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals with the current level of health delivery.
Joyce Chian, Shina Sichama filed that report.
Needy girls in the northern region are crying over the spate of sexual exploitation in the region. At a forum to discuss issues affecting the youth, female sexual harassment by adults under the guise of offering help to needy female adolescents became the most topical issue. Many of the female children took turns to ask questions about what to do when adults who provide them with their needs due to their parents' inability to do so request for sex in exchange. One of the girls, Memuna Adam, asked if it was advisable to agree to such demands due to their support or decline, adding that should they refuse, where would they get such educational support? The forum, which brought together pupils from basic schools and religious and traditional leaders in Tamale, was organized by the Department of Children and funded by UNICEF.
One person was last Saturday evening shot dead in a robbery at a gas filling station at Bedeku in the Ada East District. The victim, Eric Bafai, pump attendant at the gas filling station, was killed by three unidentified gunmen. The Ada East District Police Commander, Superintendent Doji Hloji, told Radio Ghana that the robbers also made away with an undisclosed amount of money.
Saturday, around 8 p.m. We had information. I was actually called from the information connection with the robbery. There was a gas filling station there at the close of work. They were checking the daily fees when two robbers went, and then they shot at one of them. They killed him. So they ran to the bush. When we got this information, we dispatched police personnel to the scene. We pursued and tried to sell the area around them to cool and there, but they could not get them. So nobody was arrested. One of the filling station attendants, by name Eric Bafan, was shot there. He's taken the body to police authority for a post-mortem examination to be conducted.
This is the fourth robbery attack in Ada in 2 months. Commander Hlodi said the police administration is putting measures in place to intensify police patrols in the district.
What we do now is to intensify patrols, and we rely on intelligence work. We depend so much on informants, the community. You know the people you are living with. If you suspect any character, just give them the information. But we are intensifying patrols. We do our intelligence work to gather information that will lead us to any arrest.
You heard the Ada East District Police Commander, Superintendent Doji Hloji.
The case of a driver alleged to be involved in the murder of an immigration officer at Mataeko near Tema has been adjourned to the 12th of next month. This is to allow the prosecution time for further investigation. Aaron Techi, who was the driver of the deceased Kofi Quist, therefore, has been charged with murder at an Accra District Court presided over by Walanyo Kotoku. According to the prosecutor, ASP Kletos Abadamlura, on the 28th of last month, while the deceased and his wife were sleeping at about 2 a.m., some armed men scaled the wall into the house. They then entered the living room through the kitchen door and later broke into the deceased's bedroom. The culprits then dragged the immigration officer into the living room and subjected him to severe beatings. They also shot him in the right shoulder and hit him on the neck, rendering him unconscious. The culprits allegedly fled afterwards. The deceased was later rushed to the hospital, but was pronounced dead on arrival.
An Accra District Court has adjourned the case involving an ex-police officer, Anthony Fawson, who allegedly shot and killed four people at the coronation of a new chief in the Central Region. The adjournment is at the instance of the state, holding brief for the substantive prosecutor, ASP Abadamlura. Chief Inspector Gladys Fuswa told the court that she had been instructed to pray for a date since the case is still under investigation. Lawyer for Anthony Fortin was not present at the time the case was called. Fortin is being held on a charge of murder for the incident which happened at the Confessor during the coronation of a new chief, Nana Issel. On the 11th of this month, the accused tried to fire a musket at a coronation but failed to go off. He is said to have reloaded it and adjusted it, but before he could pull the trigger, the gun went off, killing the four and injuring two others. The court has remanded for...
Abalan said budgetary constraints are undermining the ability of governments in the sub-region to meet the rising expectations of the people. We bring you a news desk report.
The three-day forum attracted more than 3,000 participants from 30 countries across the region and elsewhere. According to him, considering the rising expectation of the people who wanted their lives improved in comparison with the dwindling receipts from primary export commodities of countries in the region, it has increasingly become difficult for governments to meet their demands. The Ivorian Prime Minister said governments in the region must do more to satisfy the material conditions of the majority of their people who are smarting under poverty, especially the younger generation. Mr. Kablan pointed out that leadership in the region must regularly meet to brainstorm and share ideas on ways to improve their economies and social lives of the people. He said the people would not mind leaders living in comfort if they strive to improve the economy and provide them the basic necessities of life. He explained that leaders are not voted into power for their sake, but for them to revamp the economy of their countries and provide social safety nets for the masses. The president of the African Development Bank, Donald Kaberuka, cautioned governments in the region not to overborrow from the international community, since that will in the long run saddle their governments with considerable debt.
A news desk report.
Members of the Scottish Parliament are yet to debate the legacy of the Glasgow Commonwealth Games. The cost for the 2014 Games have been estimated at £500 million. Members of the Scottish Parliament are to consider the potential return on the expenditure in terms of business regeneration projects and the promotion of active lifestyles. The Glasgow venues have been built to allow their use by local people after the Games, and much of the spending has been in the east of the city.
A 10-man local Black Stars side last night beat the Super Eagles of Nigeria 4-1 on penalties to qualify to the finals of the ongoing African Nations Championship in South Africa. Defender Kwabena Dusev was shown a second yellow card, culminating in a red card in the 64th minute after a reckless tackle on an opponent, but Ghana was able to put the game beyond extra time. In the shootout, the Black Stars perfectly converted their first four kicks, while the Nigerians missed two, with Steven Adams saving one. This is the second time Ghana is qualifying to the finals of the Chan tournament. Ghana qualified for the finals during the first edition, but lost out to Congo, a team they beat at the group stage. The local Black Stars will now face Libya, who also beat Zimbabwe 5-4 on penalties in the other semi-final clash in the grand finale on Saturday. Both Ghana and Libya were in Group C and played out a one-all drawn game at the group stage. The Saturday final is a repeat of the 1982 African Cup of Nations tournament, where Abedi Pele inspired Ghana to beat Libya to win their fourth and last trophy.
To end the news, a look at the main stories. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Duajau, has tasked the leadership of the House to investigate allegations of contempt levelled against MP for Fidelia Sokore, Frank Boachi Aden. The MP is reported to have accused the Speaker of being influenced in his ruling on air. Mr. Jahu, however, said the comment attacked the dignity and authority of the chair. And the local Black Stars will make a second-term appearance in the finals of the Chan tournament after defeating arch-rival Super Eagles 4-1 on penalties in the semi-final duel. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofu
and Samuel Essa in Accra. Thank you.